Good morning, Manx Radio it is, and I'm delighted to say joining me live from somewhere is Brian McFadden. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, how are you?
Oh, we're fine, we're doing okay. It's all a bit bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit wild, all right. But I suppose, I think for me at home here, I'm kind of taking advantage of it, you know, because we spend most of our life on the road. So to be home and spending time with your loved ones and, you know, getting to sit on the couch and watch box sets, this is a bit like a holiday for me. So I'm taking the good side out of it.
Well, I don't blame you. And honestly, congratulations on the new single. We'll be playing that in a moment. Boy's Life with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, no less, eh?
Very posh. We've gone very posh, Keith and I. Yeah. Proper dicky bows and everything. Yeah, no, this is something that I personally wanted to do for a long time. I've always loved having orchestra. You know, I've performed with orchestras before, and I've always wanted to make an album with an orchestra. Now, I've had string sections and mini orchestras on songs before, but never something of this scale. So Keith and I were kind of discussing what we were going to do, because we were going to make an original Boys Life album, which we are doing this year. But before we did that, we wanted to kind of put a kind of end the chapter of the last 25 years of the Boyzone, the Westlife songs that we've been involved with. So we recorded our favourite Westlife and Boyzone songs with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and kind of recreated them with the orchestra. And it's, to me, it's one of my favourite things I've ever been involved with. It's just an incredible experience.
Well, listen, I think I've got Keith on the line. Keith, are you there as well?
I am indeed. How are you doing? Good morning.
This is marvellous. I'll tell you
morning,
what.
Keith.
Hey, say hello to each other, boys.
Morning, Keith.
Morning, Brian.
Yeah. We're all in splendid isolation. Now, Keith, you're in Dublin, yeah?
I am indeed. Beautiful, sunny Dublin.
Yeah, locked down like we are, I guess.
Yes, indeed we are. But you know what? It's actually lovely. I mean, I know it's a very hard and difficult time for a lot of people, but for me, who's on the road all the time, to get home and spend quality time with my family in my house in the garden on a lovely sunny day like today, I'm just embracing the moment and enjoying myself.
Well, it's the best way, a positive attitude. Somebody phoned me up just before we did this. It was Jill. She says, you guys, never mind Boys Life, you're life boys. I thought that was quite nice.
We're life boys or live boys?
Life boys to get us through these days, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Life's for living, and there's a lot of doom and gloom around us everywhere we go at the moment. So, I mean, embracing your family, quality time at home, enjoying your garden, you know. And if you haven't got a garden, you know, just pretend you do.
Yeah, I know. Listen, Keith, you take this one first. The tour dates, I've been looking at it. There's no Isle of Man this time around. You were here last year, but are we looking forward to it? I mean, you've sold out in Warrington late summer. We should be all right for that, shouldn't we?
Well, we'd love to. I mean, every tour we've done in the last 2 years, we've taken to the Isle of Man, and the response we've had in the Isle of Man has been absolutely amazing. We've sold out every time. I don't know, this tour that we did January, February now, that we're moving on, sorry, February, March, that we hope to kind of continue with in September, October, it's a much, much better show than in any show we've ever done before. We've got a full live band behind us. We've got all the bells and whistles. We've got we've got the big screen, and the content of the show now is amazing. I mean, I have to say, for me, in the business 26 years, this, I get more job satisfaction out of this show than any other show I've ever done in my life. Honest to God.
That's fantastic. Brian, let's come back to Brian. Sir. Where are you? Are you in London, Brian?
No, I am in Rochdale, up north of England.
Oh, Rochdale.
Just outside Manchester.
Right, Rochdale, Dublin, Douglas. We're covering some ground here. Brian, take me through the charity aspect of the single, because it's a brilliant idea what you've done here.
Yeah, well, the single was always going to be coming out around this time, and we kind of discussed it a couple of weeks ago, and we were thinking, you know, obviously this is a very, very hard time for everybody, but especially the elderly in the UK. So we wanted to do something. So we spoke to Age UK and we sat down with them over Skype and discussed how we could, you know, do something to help out. And we decided in the end that we would just donate all the proceeds from the single to Age. We've been going for Keith 26 years and for me 22 or 23 years, whatever it is. And a lot of our fans, you know, that started out at the beginning, they're now, you know, like we're in our 40s, so a lot of them are, you know, elderly and they need help. So we wanted to do whatever we could, and Age for us was such a fantastic charity, the way they look after the elderly, especially like all year round they do it, but especially during this pandemic, they've been incredible. Because, you know, a lot of us younger people, and especially kids today, you know, they've got so much to keep themselves occupied. They've got Netflix and they've got their social media. They can, you know, they can keep themselves entertained. But a lot of older people are sitting at home alone, you know, not getting to talk to anybody. And for them, this is probably the hardest time they're going to experience in their life. So Age are being fantastic to make sure these people aren't being left alone and are being taken care of.
Right, it's a brilliant, brilliant thing. So whether you download it, order it, however you get hold of it, buy the thing, don't nick it, and give money to Age UK. A quick question for Keith. Keith, are you going back behind the bar at the Rovers Return anytime soon?
I've tried to a few times. Brian just won't let me go. He just has a hold on me, you know what I mean? Like, every time I try to walk away, he starts crying. So I can't.
A special guest appearance when they start filming again. I think the pair of you should be back and jump into Coronation Street just for old time's sake.
Yeah, well, that's what I'll do. I'll make sure it's in my contract that it has to be Brian and I that are hired together, and the two of us can run the bar into the ground.
I'll tell you what,
run the bar.
If that does happen and I end up getting even for 5 minutes to be in Coronation Street, forget about Westlife or Solo Number Ones or Boys Life. That would be her proudest achievement for her child to be in Coronation Street.
I tell you. Listen, guys, it's been brilliant. Thank you so much for doing this. Let's everything cross for the tour later in the year. Let's get this over and done with. We'll all stay safe, and hopefully you'll get back to see us in the Isle of Man at some stage.
Absolutely. Just to say before we go that Brian is 40 on Sunday and he's in lockdown with his girlfriend on his own, and he was supposed to be in Augusta at the Masters. So just while there's loads of people listening, don't forget to wish Brian happy 40s on Sunday, guys.
Sunday.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Hey, I was okay with my 40th. It's when I got to 41, I realised, oh, flipping heck, it's real.
Wait till you get to 46.
Oh, I tell you. Guys, thank you so much. All the best.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Brian.
Bye, guys. Here's the single.
The Morning Show, brought to you by Shure. We automatically reduce your bill when your phone is paid off.
I sold my soul, you bought it back for me and held me up and gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me. You give me strength to stand alone again, to face the world out on my own again. You held me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me. You needed me. And I can't believe it's you. It's true, I needed you, and you were there, and I'll never leave. Why should I leave? I'd be a fool. And I finally found someone who really cares. You held my hand when it was cold, when I was lost, you took me home. You gave me hope when I was at the end, and turned my lies back into truth again. You even called.
strength to stand alone again, to face the world out on my own again. You held me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me. You needed me. You needed me. You needed me. Oh, you needed me. Yeah, you needed me.
Oh, it's a wonderful single, and it's a great, great cause. All proceeds going towards Age UK. Thank you to them both. Live! Well, it worked, didn't it? We got hold of them. Brian McFadden, Keith Duffy. There we are. Three-way. God bless you. And the album is coming out on the 29th. You can pre-order that. That's going to be called Strings Attached. You see? You get with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Strings Attached. You see what they did there? And if you do, make sure you buy that single. Don't nick it off anybody. Pay for a download because it's going for a great, great cause.